This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This discussion will delve into the nuances of how juvenile offenders are treated differently than adults, the pivotal legal frameworks governing these distinctions, and the evolving challenges and implications of technology on privacy and the legal processes within criminal justice. Juvenile justice, navigating youth in the criminal justice system. Foundational differences. The juvenile justice system operates on a foundation fundamentally distinct from adult criminal procedures, emphasizing rehabilitation over punishment. This approach reflects the understanding that youth possess a greater capacity for change, necessitating a system that supports rather than penalizes this potential for growth. The primary objectives include providing guidance, education, and rehabilitative services to steer juveniles away from future criminal activity. Key legal frameworks and cases. In Regault, 1967, a landmark case that guaranteed juveniles the right to a fair trial, access to counsel, and the right against self-incrimination, aligning juvenile proceedings more closely with adult constitutional protections. Juvenile Delinquency Prevention and Control Act, 1968, and its reauthorization, the Juvenile Justice and Delinquency Prevention Act, 1974, emphasized deinstitutionalization, prevention, and community-based interventions for juvenile offenders. Roper v. Simmons, 2005, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that imposing the death penalty on individuals who were under 18 at the time of their crime violates the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishments, reflecting a broader understanding of adolescence as a unique stage of human development. Diversion programs and rehabilitation. Diversion programs exemplify the juvenile justice system's rehabilitative approach, offering alternatives to formal judicial proceedings. These programs aim to redirect juveniles from the justice system through community service, counseling, or educational opportunities, based on the belief that supportive interventions can more effectively address underlying issues leading to delinquent behavior.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Technological advances in criminal procedure, the digital dilemma. Surveillance technology. The proliferation of advanced surveillance technologies such as drones, facial recognition, and data aggregation tools has significantly impacted privacy rights and criminal investigations. These technologies enable law enforcement to gather vast amounts of information with unprecedented precision and speed, raising critical questions about the balance between security and civil liberties. Carpenter v. United States, 2018, this case represents a pivotal moment in the Supreme Court's approach to digital privacy, ruling that accessing historical cell phone records to track an individual's location over an extended period constitutes a search under the Fourth Amendment, thereby requiring a warrant. Digital evidence, challenges and legal standards. The digital landscape has introduced complex challenges in collecting, preserving, and presenting digital evidence in criminal proceedings. Cybercrimes, digital fraud, and online harassment necessitate sophisticated techniques for evidence gathering, underscored by the need to maintain the integrity and authenticity of digital data. Legal standards, the federal rules of evidence and various state laws provide frameworks for the admissibility of digital evidence, emphasizing the importance of authenticity, reliability, and the absence of tampering. Digital forensic experts play a crucial role in ensuring that digital evidence meets these stringent standards. Encryption and privacy. The tension between encryption technologies and law enforcement's need to access digital data for investigations epitomizes the ongoing debate over privacy and security. Cases such as Apple Incorporated versus FBI, 2016, highlight the challenges posed by encryption in criminal investigations, underscoring the delicate balance between protecting individual privacy and ensuring public safety. Conclusion. Module 7 illuminates the nuanced and evolving nature of criminal procedure in the context of juvenile justice and technological advancements. The juvenile justice system's rehabilitative ethos, underpinned by landmark legal precedents, emphasizes the distinct needs and potential for growth among youth offenders. Concurrently, the rapid advancement of surveillance and digital technologies presents ongoing challenges to privacy rights and legal standards, requiring continuous adaptation of legal frameworks to address these complex issues. As criminal procedure navigates these dynamic landscapes, the imperative to balance individual rights with societal safety and justice remains paramount, underscoring the need for thoughtful legal and policy responses to the contemporary challenges facing the criminal justice system.